Tammo finally struggled free and reluctantly marched off between the two hulking hares, muttering rebelliously to himself.
I can tell you what he's going to say. Same thing as usual.
The young hare imitated his father perfectly, bowing his legs, sticking out his stomach, puffing both cheeks up and pulling his lips down at the corners as he spoke.
What? Step me whiskers if it ain't the bold Tammo. Now then, Reddy Buck, what have you got to say for yourself, eh? Speak up, sir.
Lynham cuffed Tammo lightly to silence him.
Enough of that. Cantlet have your tail if he saw you making mock of him. Step lively now.
Entering the largest of the conifer groves, they headed for a telltale spiral of smoke that denoted Camp Tussock. It was a rambling stockade, the outer walls fashioned from tree trunks, with a big dwelling house built of rock, timber, moss and mud chinking. This was known as the barracks. Moles, squirrels, hedgehogs and a few wood mice wandered in and out of the homely place, living there by kind permission of the colonel and his wife, Mem Divenia. Some of them shook their heads and tut-tutted at the sight of Tammo being led in to answer for his latest escapade. Seated close to the fire in his armchair, Colonel Cornsbury de Formolo Tussock was a formidable sight. He was immaculately attired in a buff-coloured campaign jacket covered with rows of jangling medals, his heavy jowled face shadowed by the peak of a brown bark forage helmet. The colonel had one eye permanently closed, while the other glared through a monocle of polished crystal with a silken cord dangling from it. His wattled throat wobbled pendulously as he jabbed his pace stick pointedly at the miscreant standing before him.
What? Step me whiskers if it ain't the bold Tammo. Now then, Lady Buck, what have you got to say for yourself, eh? Speak up, sir.
Tammo remained silent, staring at the floor as if to find inspiration there. Grunting laboriously, the colonel leaned forward, lifting Tammo's chin with the pace stick until they were eye to eye.
Smetter, sir, flog's got your tongue. Come on now, speak your piece. Something about me battle axe, what?
Tammo did what was expected of him and came smartly to attention. Chin up, chest out, he gazed fixedly at a point above his father's head and barked out in true military fashion.
Colonel, sir, apologies about your battle axe. Only use it to play with. Promise upon me honour won't do it again, sir.
The old hare's great head quivered with furious disbelief and the monocle fell from his eye to dangle upon its string. He lifted the pace stick and for a moment it looked as if he were about to strike his son. When the colonel could find it, his voice rose several octaves to shrill indignation.
Lynn, you've got the brass nerve to stand there and tell me you've been using my battle axe as a toy. Outrage, sir, outrage. You're a pollywoggle and a ripskit. That's it. A scruff-haired, lollop-haired, blather-pawed, doodle-tailed, jump-up, never-to-come-down bogwumper. What are you?